Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Chris Bishop's our guest, our good friend. Chris, I need that website again, please.
Yeah, improvisingcareers.com. Again, folks, based on my seven careers so far.
So far, folks. I told you, yeah. I'm going to start calling him, what was the wizard's name?
Dumbledore? No.
No, not, no, the good, anyway. So, all right, let's, anyway. You did a report that you said.
Oh yeah, went up to us when I was in London.
No. You've got something you want me to put on my website.
Oh,
my newsletter. I want to ask you, is that available on your website?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it on SlideShare, which is kind of where I put all my presentations.
How can we go to SlideShare and find it?
Yeah, slideshare.com, and just search for Christopher Bishop.
Christopher
and,
Bishop.
Pull up all my stuff.
And tell him what it's about.
Yeah, so I'm going to put this presentation up that I used at this AI conference in London.
The one we've been talking about.
I think the value for small business is that it lays out sort of four categories of vendors and tools you can use to get started deploying AI in your business.
Right.
And, starting small, starting with maybe a niche kind of specific functionality like image recognition or voice recognition or that kind of predictive analytics related AI tools, all the way up to IBM Watson. I don't know if any of your audience would want to do that. But it's not brain surgery with all due respect to the AI community. I mean, there are ways to get into this and to exploit it and to use it. So we'll share that, and Jim, maybe you'll put a link in your newsletter or whatever,
we'll put that up
people
there.
Can take a look.
So, folks, whatever we can do, and Chris is devoting his life now to being an interface for me and for you. So, Chris, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, so
the other thing I would say is just so we used to say this at IBM, right? So find someone on your team who doesn't know it's supposed to be hard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly
like,
right.
Get some geeky kid or whatever and say, take a look at Chris's deck and see if there's some tools in there that we can use to get started.
And believe them and give them the money. Chris, when you were in England, you took a side trip, and I want you to give us a quick report on that.
Okay. So probably many of your listeners have seen the movie The Imitation Game about Alan Turing.
So wonderful movie.
It's fantastic movie. I highly recommend it. And again, it's, just some
The Imitation Game. Go ahead.
The Imitation Game, yeah. And again, as I said, as a futurist, I always like to give people a sense of socio-historical context, right? Again, this is this kind of stuff at large has been going on a long time. So this was a site about 40 minutes north west of London. My cousin and I jumped on the train and went out there. It was an easy trip. But it was these huts where they created the first, certainly the first electronic computers. And Alan Turing actually put together this mechanical device called the BOMB, B-O-M-B-E, that would decrypt German cipher messages, like encrypted code around what their
It helped win the war.
It helped win the war, absolutely. It saved millions of lives, and it's an amazing tool. So they have recreations of these two computers, the BOMB, which was Alan Turing's mechanical device, actually, all these spinning gears and rotors that he designed. It's mind-boggling. And then they have Colossus, which is the first real electronic computer. It's these two sort of walls of tubes, if you will, with a big tape drive running this tape and then a
printer. You said it was 1900 vacuum tubes.
1900 vacuum tubes, yes. Wow. Unbelievable. And the amazing thing is that This site was up, you know, during the war, and it was totally secret. These people had to sign the Official Secrets Act, and they couldn't talk about it for like 50 years. So the site fell into disrepair, and a developer was about to bulldoze it and put up a 7-Eleven and a Boots Chemist and a Tesco and their shopping thing. And people said, wait a minute, this was like amazing. People sort of came out of the woodwork and said, you know, either we worked here or my mom worked here or... Because it was mostly women, because the men were on the front line.
Right.
These brilliant women were building these tools and cracking this code and saving lives.
What's it called again? What's the place called again?
It's called Bletchley Park.
Bletchley Park. So you might want to look that up and check it out.
Park.
Hey, Chris, good job today as always. Come back soon.
Thank you. Yeah, great to be here. Thanks,
Christopher,
Jim.
Christopher Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out. He's an amazing guy. I'm going to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.